5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm just happy to be back in this thing with y'all. Well, in the physical form.
It's good to have you back.
In the physical
form. I'll be reading the comments too. It looks like you're physical. That's why I was like, I hit y'all up. I was like, ooh, y'all killing on there, huh? Peep Craig, MVP right now, man.
Hey, man, nah, game ball.
Just having a good time,
Craig,
man.
Game ball. Craig been going off.
Tony was holding you back.
Never that, man. It was
Tony was
effort.
Holding you back, and we all know it.
Go to game
it was
ball,
a group
bro.
Effort, man. That's all I have to say.
We Tony's the worst thing that ever happened to Craig Wayne.
Tony,
we all know it.
Tony is a blessing, and we all know
now
that.
We know the truth.
Craig, ever since Tony's gone on the team, your average has gone up to 25
addition
a game.
By subtraction, traitor that, man. Get out
what
of here.
What has gotten into you over the last few months?
Craig's out here hooping. Just 10 rebounds. You know, DC's been saying a lot of pause things, and people like the pause. I don't know. People like the pause.
Your coach said he's moving you off the bench into the starting lineup, and you just really become that guy. Your contract's up this year.
Nah, it was like DC was on fire. Chaz was on fire. Gary was on fire.
They say you're leading the All-Star voting right now.
Kente was on fire, man.
Kente had a good game too.
Oh yeah,
Kente had a good game
we
too.
We just had a great lineup. That's all.
Gary came off the bench killing.
I was just six man. Jamal Crawford just supporting, assist man.
DC was over there. He just
gnashing it up.
He'd grab his iPhone and just say something and be like.
To grab the iPhone.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it through the speakers.
I think we should get Tony's name off this channel in general. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Craig. It is Craig Comedy's channel.
Craig, you don't have a YouTube page, do you, Craig?
What?
You don't have a YouTube page, do you?
I do, but I don't put nothing on it.
Oh, for real? I know you have one.
Yeah, I have one. I just... Man, I'd be like, am I going to edit some videos? I have like terabytes of
that's
material.
The worst part to me is the editing. Like,
editing is by far the worst part of content. Like doing this by crap. Far. Shooting it ain't nothing.
I don't like doing it. I'm like, let me go set this up, blah, blah, blah.
I get why people outsource and pay people to edit. Sure.
Oh, I absolutely. Need one of those people. I have like edited. 5 terabytes of me and Foo stuff that we're like, yeah, we're going to put this up. And then we start editing and it just, let's shoot something
editing
else.
Editing is the worst, bro. Like,
and you're like, ugh, this is the work part. That's the part I'm like, yeah. Man, we out, man. Excuse me.
I need an editor.
I'm good on the phone. I'm nice on the phone. I'm pretty cool on the phone.
No, I can do it. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it on the computer. Computer, like, I'd be getting lost. It's like the Matrix. I'd be like, all these different.
So we start shooting things like film when we first started. We weren't shooting things like just, oh, we just need to get these shots real quick. So we would like have different camera setups and all that. So when it came to editing, it was like, we should have just shot and then moved the camera and just clipped it together.
Because we just be, that's not your thing. Like our thing is in front of the camera. Our thing is, you know, we do. So when that's not your thing, you'd be like, I just want to talk and get at it.
I wanted to come edited already.
Yeah, like I just... Like when I was telling people, like when they was asking about the Discovery Channel thing, I was like, bro, I just came in, I watched stuff,
did your
I
part,
talked, and I left.
And they chopped it?
I didn't have to do nothing. Like, I don't want to do the other stuff. Like, it sucks.
It's the best way. You leave, you're done, and then let them do their job, what they get paid to do.
Bruh. And that's why you said outsourcing. Like, even when I shoot stuff for the internet, the shooting, I go in my window, I'll shoot it in 30 seconds. It's the other stuff I don't want to do. The chopping up, the editing, the green screen. I don't want
to
do none of that.
Yeah, we are trying
posting,
to make it.
Like, I got to put all these. And then we went about this. Here's the caption.
That's stupid.
We were trying to. You guys interested? Is it catching your eye?
Well, yeah, what time? The thumbnail? Is people going to watch? It's like.
I noticed the more you put into it, the less I get it. When I just post something, just like, here you go. Views. And don't put no thought into it. Views. When I be like, let me do this, get this together, make sure the lighting is right.
Is this an eye-popping thumbnail for you guys? Interested?
We are trying to make it look seamless. What music will go here to build the comedy?
For nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Just for people to laugh at Hawk Toy. Like, all this work for nothing.
Nothing.
For what?
Somebody in their bathroom making videos.
Yeah, for what? That's why I don't care no more. Half the videos I share ain't even mine. I just be like, I saw this. This is funny. Here.
Talk Tui's old, though. Like, as far as nobody, does people even do that anymore?
How'd she get all the credit for it?
She got all the credit. Like,
no, it just, what that clip just went viral.
I heard saying Talk Tui for years.
Yeah, but that clip just went viral. Mm.
She going on a roll now, I think.
On the road.
Hawk Tui's.
She's spitting and sucking? What?
No. I think she's doing some sort of like one woman show type deal. She's trying to capitalize off of it.
I mean, I'm not mad at her for capitalizing. Right. I never get mad at the...
You don't get mad when you got her date up there and it's your date supposed to be.
Okay. This is why I don't care. This is why I don't get mad.
Sorry, Keon. We got the Hawk Tui girl.
Yeah. Get your money.
That'd be hilarious.
I don't get mad at it because...
You'd be mad, dog. You'd be mad if you came to that city and nobody came to see you because they were saying Hawk Tui girl and now your seat is empty.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm not mad at her.
You'd be
not,
mad.
Yeah, but not at her. But
I'm never like whether it's when reality TV stars or whatever, the consumer is making these people popular. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm not going to be, like, some people are mad at her.
I can hot tour, guys. Come
you're
on.
You're going to look at her line. You're going to go walk through her line and be like, Tui on everybody that's here.
You like Tui?
I'm like, y'all get mad at these people. Like, oh, so easy for people to be overnight success. But y'all made them famous.
Right.
Get mad at.
Get
the
mad
people.
At the people who support, yeah.
The dummies who support this stuff, that's who you should be mad at. Yeah. Never the person. The person just living their life.
Never, don't hate
if
the
people
player.
Gravitate to this person for doing nothing, why wouldn't they take their money?
Right. No, I get it. Because I would get it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when people be like, oh, I hate Kim Kardashian, why? You should hate people who watch her show or made her famous.
I wanted to make sure they had the headphones on. I was I want to be the, let me put my thumb in your butt. Yeah. Sell hats with this on it.
And, if enough people bought it, people would be like, oh, Craig, they mad at Craig. But it's like, why are you mad at Craig?
I started
Y'all
this.
Bought into this.
I'm going to ask Craig, can I feature for you, brother?
You know what I mean? Like,
sure. What do you do?
Do
though,
a
DC?
Hot 10,
what do you
and
do?
I'm come on.
I'm going to be the tongue. He's the thumb guy. I'm the tongue guy.
But you need a noise, too.
And people would be pissed, like, oh, I could do that, but why are you mad at them?
Yeah.
So I'm tired of people being mad at
the
person.
I get
be
that,
mad at yourselves for supporting the dumb shit. If you don't want people to be famous for not having talent, stop watching their shows.
Stop going
to their stuff. Mm-hmm. Stop supporting them.
Stop supporting them.
That's
on
you.
You know, it's crazy. You could be a part of that large group that don't support them, but then there's still so many people out there that you're like, wait, I didn't support that.
So many.
I cut that off every time.
And they just be, that just be what it is. So I'm like, I ain't mad at her. People, comedians pissed at her. She going on tour with them. I'm saying,
you know, I get kind of irritated because when it's just the regular mask, cool. But when my mom says, hey, Hawk Tui. I'm like, you've been watching the internet, Ma. God damn it. It done made it to the old people.
And I guess another reason why I don't be true is because I'm like, yo, most of these people don't last because they don't have the talent.
Oh, yeah,
so they don't grab it.
Oh, yeah. It's very short.
And then
it's
short lived. So I'm like,
Craig's never been a thumb in your butt, guys.
It's just like, what's that dude?
Got him.
Welvin
the Great. He had about a year.
They hold that special needs.
Ice JJ Fish.
Yeah, they had a second. All of them.
Who was the first one? The one of 50 Tyson.
Oh, 50 Tyson. All of them. Matter of fact, I remember the meme that NWA niggas with autism. I remember.
Wait, I didn't see that. Yeah. That's a good one.
Before that, if you go way back, William Hung.
Yeah.
William Hung.
She bang.
Tila Tequila. And what happened to all them?
They were reality stars.
But I'm saying they just all fall. They don't have no talent.
Who else? Lil
Terrio.
Lil Terrio lost some weight. Yeah, I think he lost weight.
They just fall off because they don't have.
You remember Lil Terrio?
Yeah, yeah, the fat kid. Fat kid.
Yeah.
You know who's funny right now though? I've been seeing everywhere the no neck kid.
I'm the 20 balloon pop. Hey,
he's real funny though,
when
bro.
She said you can't turn around and see, and he was like,
no, she said, look at the seal. He did like this. She said, no, don't move your body.
Bro,
she was funny, too.
So funny.
He was on something else recently. He was like, yeah, man, somebody come up behind me. I'm cooked. He's like, I could.
That's like funny. The modern day kind of circus, freakish circus thing.
It is.
You know what I mean? The internet
you have is a giant at the circus.
Yeah.
I think
internet is a modern day circus.
It is.
It's a modern day circus, bro.
It is. I never thought about that. It's a modern day circus.
I think he honestly doesn't know he doesn't have a neck.
He does. No, he does. He was like, yeah, my dad dropped my ass.
But he's like
you read the biography.
I saw him just this is longer clips of him just talking.
So in this particular instance with this guy, right, you can tell, no, this dude's actually funny. If he started trying,
he's actually
stand-up,
has some personality.
You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people, there's a difference too. I'm not saying that all these people don't have talent. Some of these people might actually have some talent, and this is their way to start getting, because we all started somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even mad at that. I'm just like, for the people who don't have talent, you make them famous. That's on
you. The consumer. Like
and
you
even
said.
People who get mad, and I was like, you know, you're contributing, right? There's a lot of people who will share somebody's video just to talk shit about them. I'm like, that's still another view.
Still making them
that's
go
still
viral.
Another click.
Yep.
You're making them go viral. Mm-hmm. If you want something to go away, you have to ignore it. That's the only way. If you share it to fuss, you're helping.
That doesn't work with herpes, though.
I don't know. Mine
share
went away.
It to fuss or to get rid of it?
To ignore it and hope it goes away.
Mine went away, bro. I just ignored it. Just ignored it, went away.
Mine just came back with more friends.
If you had to pick a terrible disease to have, which one are you taking?
Any disease or ever?
The STDs. You gotta have one.
I'm going to take crabs or something. Don't that just wash out or
something? Yeah, give me crabs.
You just shampoo, I think crabs you can shampoo, right?
Yeah, crabs just shampoo out. They walk around a little bit. Man, and then
get your heat on and then out of here.
I might just do the drips. That's all.
What's the drips?
I don't know. I just heard of the drips before. Is that chlamydia or?
One of them, something.
Yeah, it's just drip.
Yeah.
You know, wake
I think
up with
crabs.
Your draw stuck
crabs.
To the
because you can just, can't you just shave and they go away or something?
Which one burns when you pee?
Craig.
Syphilis is that one? I know. Is syphilis the one?
That's it, Craig.
Like, you don't know the names of
them? He's had some dirty dick in his head.
I've never had anything.
Set-wise, this is impossible, guys. One of us had to have something.
That's why I'm looking at
DC.
You.
DC. Craig.
It usually happens to the least experienced of them.
What you mean, like, least experienced?
Might be Chad.
I've been smashed since I was 14, bro. What you mean?
Yeah, but you were in long-term relationships.
That's a lot more smash, though.
Yeah, but it's safer smash. You weren't he's saying you weren't
I'm saying the in-betweens of the long term.
This is why I looked at Craig. The more you stick your peen around,
The more you have race.
You got famous peens.
I don't know. It hadn't signed an autograph.
I mean, if I had to vote, like who out of the four of us who probably had something, I'd vote you for sure.
You'd vote me?
Oh yeah.
I would figure though you'd be like, okay.
I would vote Chaz because Chaz is the quiet one.
He's
you gotta watch
him
least
van.
Expected one.
He can't wash your junk in a van. Come on. What the hell?
He's already living a filthy lifestyle.
He's living in a van.
He's dirty out there.
Someone that's gonna sleep with you in a van.
This is how we can determine it.
Let's get straight to it.
Which one of y'all has smashed a homeless chick? Anybody?
No.
Homeless? Craig, you ain't never. No. You ain't never.
You were homeless. What do you mean? No, I was never homeless. We're in a situation where I'm like, hey, come on.
Hey, Craig, you gonna tell me you've never? Have you never paid someone after the smash?
I have paid before. I'll be honest. Yeah. It was much later in my life.
That's
but
got
yeah.
STD written all over it. No. And for it to be later in your life is crazy. Yeah. I didn't just say you were younger.
They put it on you with their mouth. So you're just like, oh, okay.
That's even worse.
No, that's pretty good. You have to have it done.
That sounds like a talent. Sounds like somebody just go viral on the internet circus. Oh, what it sounds like
I
to me.
What you said. They put the condom on their mouth. I got you.
That sounds like a viral sensation right there.
Now, Chaz was in a van. First of all, if someone's going to smash you in the van,
they
that's a
got,
large percentage
they got
that they probably have something.
I was just that charismatic,
and it's
bro.
Not,
what you mean?
Something in the van maybe had an STD.
What you mean? Like, I had sheets. I used to go to the wash.
They have something and it's not high.
I was just on a dirty mattress. Is that what y'all think? I was just on a dirty mattress.
Oh, you used to have, you had sheets in the van? And, yeah. Oh.
He take the bottle of water, take a sip, say, hey, you can wash with the rest.
He's having a dirty van mattress.
I just thought it was just all dirty.
I thought you were sleeping in the front.
Yeah.
Wait a second. No, I had a mattress I got from my house when I left. I put my mattress in the car.
Did you like lay it to the, like when, during the day, did you put it against the wall? Like it was like.
No.
So you like, just lay it down?
Yeah, what are you guys talking about? It's like a cargo van. It's a big mattress. It's a big. I didn't have no twin. I had a big old
is it kidnapper van or?
No, I had like the sliding door. There's no locks in it.
That's definitely
the kidnapper van.
Get in, get out.
Yeah, so, but the mattress took up the whole thing then.
It took up the whole bed.
Oh, so there's no walk around room.
No,
she that's all I was asking. If you put it up during the day, so you can move back and forth.
All right, what? Smashing in a hotel or motel. At least you have a sink.
Shower.
A shower.
Yeah.
In a van. Come on.
You got baby wipes. Clorox wipes.
But I'm at 24 hour. I was always there. Oh, let me go in here and wash.
So did you smash like outside the gym and then y'all walk in the gym?
It wasn't we.
It was I.
You stay dirty. I'm going
to
go clean.
She was like, back to the streets I go.
Bye. Thank you. What was your name again?
Why well, then I now you're voting now. You're swaying my vote to you.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never had some homeless chick.
But if she went to your house.
I feel like a chick who's willing to smash the van
might be homeless.
Definitely.
You guys aren't looking at the.
So she would leave her house to smash you
right.
in the van.
She could have said.
She could have been like, you just come to my home.
Remember this. This is also a time when you're in your early 20s in L.A.
Where people were smashing anywhere.
Well, yeah. And a lot of people.
Had roommates.
When I was younger. Probably with their parents that they're out here.
Touche.
Okay.
Touche.
So van fucking.
Yeah, so it wasn't like
living with a parent is living in a shelter in a home.
But you can't smash in there. You know what I'm saying?
So it wasn't like it was like, oh, you got a whole bed back here? This is better than a back seat. I'm a step
And people
were
smashing
seat.
In cars.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Back seats.
Yeah. And you also, I'm very charismatic. I'm a young dude in his 20s, full hair back then, shape, who's out here pursuing his comedy dreams, is making chicks laugh all the time. Where you live? Oh my God, you're in a van? You're so alone.
You're so artsy.
I'm so alone. You're right. It gets so lonely.
Okay. Talk to her.
All right, well, Chaz has convinced me. I'm back to Craig.
I'm back to Craig. Craig. That you have to smash and say, look, keep a lookout.
Here's what Craig's been rolling with Marlon, Sean for the longest. Once they don't want, they're going to be like, ugh. And then Craig's going to be like, hey, I'm 14.
I'm 14.
Hey, come on.
Craig, I vote Craig, too.
Come on, man. You can't tell
any
me.
Any woman that will smash in a Target parking lot and then not allow you, you didn't let them stay over, did you?
No van sleep over?
You can't sleep over in the van.
All right.
You gotta go.
Buy the car to move. Just throw them out.
You gotta let them sleep over in the van.
And talk to person. No, you don't sleep over in your van, all these people.
That is not high self-esteem. That is lower than groupie sex.
What are you talking about? That's lower?
Yes, it's backseat of the van. That's not even a song. It's backseat of the Jeep.
No. Here's the thing. Groupie sex is you go like, oh, okay, we're getting the cream of the crop, right? But for the ones you don't want, the value goes less and you go less, right? But Craig is a kid. Craig's like, I'll take it. Right?
Yeah, but you're outside of the event in the van with the lights cut off, looking very suspect.
But I'm not
if I had to rate who had less morals, I had to go with Van Girl. Because
with Chaz, Vanguard.
Because with them
Mr. Vanguard here.
Well, yeah, I had to go with Van Damme. Because with them, at least it's like, well, he's still a Wans, or he's still like they have some kind of
it was a child.
I'm trying to get pregnant. So they have a motive.
Sex as a child.
They have a motive. With van sex, about. That's just like I just don't care.
Craig was six. They lead the set of In Living Color.
But the chicks that were coming for Craig still had standards.
Yeah, they were trying to get something.
Yeah.
They're van already, girl, what?
Wait, what
do you need?
What standards the groupies already have? They're already in a groupie combo, so they're already
they're trying
down.
To get a
they're
ring.
They're
trying to get a ring.
They're trying to come up.
So those aren't morals at all.
Well, it's not good. It's not morals.
Well, so
we're trying to reach the top of the mountain.
But they have a motive.
If we're talking morality, then we're down. But if you're talking about somebody who's just trying to spend an evening with a lonely guy who's spent 2,000 miles away from his family, then that's a very different story. Who's full of charisma, by the way. Keep ignoring the charisma part. Full of
I'm
charisma.
Giving you the charisma.
Okay? So it's not like we're just with some guy.
I'm just saying for you to even give yourself to someone in a van, you got to be a little
bit. Myself. No. Like, it's like I'm saving myself from
the girls, though. The girls.
For you to be, for her to give herself to you, she has to be like a little bit dirty, you know?
Give me hitchhiker vibes.
Yeah, like hitchhiker, like a little dingy or something.
She's why
like,
she has a little that? Stick.
At least she didn't shave her armpits. Like
I wasn't in the middle like of a
something.
Nevada desert. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in downtown. We're in Hollywood.
Where that pigeon leaves Harry. Like, it has to be.
Something was wrong with her.
Like, why is something wrong with her? Why is that something
great with me, man? I can see if you're at a lookout point or something like that, but you're just in Hollywood behind the comedy club.
That's where I lived.
And it's not like these aren't girlfriends. So it's just a random.
These are people that I worked with.
Random
usually somebody that
band.
I work with, you know what I mean? They get to know you.
So you knew him a little bit.
I knew him a little bit just from like the jobs and stuff. It wasn't just some chick off the street. Hey, you in a van? Oh my God. You had a some time to get to know each other. And it's like, oh, I like you, blah, blah, blah. I bet you do. Where do I live? Van over. You know what I'm saying?
Why'd you make it sound like it was a click?
If I make it fancy.
And they were just like, yeah. So yeah. Where did they stay?
I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't trust him.
They had some
they
home
trust
somewhere.
Themselves. They or else they would have been like, "Come to my house."
Then
I
live
feel
in.
For your story.
Oh, yeah. You. But like I said, most people were younger. We're in our early 20s.
Younger, youthful. Right. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you do. You're more free when you're young.
I'm saying.
You are.
Yeah,
I'm back on Craig. I'm back on Craig.
Craig was getting the people who wanted to molest him when he was a child, you know? This never happened, Craig? You never had an adult touch you while you were a kid?
That doesn't make him
unclean. I think the important part is that we know it's not me or DC. That's just
the
most important part.
If anybody I take out the table is DC because he had the early warning. Keon, you were sticking your noodle all over the white trash in Montana.
Snowplowing.
What are you talking about?
Keon was in them streets.
Whoa.
What are you talking about?
Star basketball player over here.
It wasn't like...
It wasn't white trash, guys. These are college
Division
educated,
one. You're Division
athletes.
One athlete,
yeah,
too.
These are athletes.
Mm-hmm.
These are...
Anyone that'll sleep with you after a keg stand, I don't know.
You know what I mean? And I was definitely strapping. Definitely strapping.
She was
out.
Like, woo, let's go cow tipping after.
If anything, it wasn't even them. You guys forget, you know, the military bases up there. That was the problem.
Oh, that's even dirtier.
Oh, yeah.
Because what is it, Maelstrom? I forgot, but it's the third largest Air Force base
in Montana
in our city. Yeah, so all the black girls, all the Mexicans, like we would go to the base all the time.
I heard military bases, they get down,
and they would come to the games. They would come to so like people think when I was in Montana, it was all like white girls, and it's like no, we used to be on base with hanging out with the. We didn't hang out with the dudes. The dudes didn't like us.
Most of the dudes be gone.
Well, no one of the husbands is gone, but the dudes that was in the military, they
y'all
didn't
were
like us.
With wives, no.
I didn't, because I didn't want no smoke after what happened to my teammate. So I was like, I'm good.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
The wives would go, like, this is prime Iraq. You know what I mean? Prime 9/11.
My husband was gone.
So the husbands was gone, and the wives would take their rings off and hit the club. And they was just like, and a lot of the marriages at that time, I don't know what's going on now, but they weren't, like, legit marriages. They just get more money if they married. So they wasn't like together.
Well,
they were just...
let's ask a question, Keon. How many women have you think you smash in your day?
First of all, I don't know.
He's
second
a gentleman.
I don't know. Sounds like STD talk.
Second of all, I was a very safe whore.
You might have been. You don't remember how many of those were you intoxicated?
I was always drunk, but I was always putting a strap on. I was always putting a strap on.
You're an STD rate.
Matter
you don't
fact,
know.
This how I know.
It'd be
I
was, on your nose. You're like, yeah, you ready?
This how I know I was getting ridiculous, but I was still being safe because I got mad when Costco stopped selling condoms.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was buying them in bulk. Because I was like, yeah, because I was just like, it's easier. Because you go to get the little 3-pack, that start adding up.
Yeah.
But the bulk, I'm like, oh, this is.
The 48-pack.
Yeah, you can just go get the bulk in Costco.
That's STD goodness. Talk, man. That's between you and Gregory.
Mean? So.
You let them pit us.
I was safe, man.
You put us against each other. Chaz,
he don't even know. He has
safe.
No idea. What are we talking about?
I was safe.
He turned to Charlemagne real quick. So
I was
how many people
safe.
Did you
And the reason why I was safe, because I always heard military girls are disgusting. So I was like, I'm definitely not going.
We're just talking about one phase of your life, you whore. One phase. Right? Correct? We're just talking about a couple years. All right. Look at that STD call right here.
Who are we voting
That's
on?
Residual I'm STD call.
You going me. I'm going
still
Chad. Going.
Craig is still my number going? One. Then it's Keon.
Ah,
then it's going Craig. DC. Then it's me. Because, you know, DC was reckless early on.
I was very reckless. Early. I'm going.
And I got tested. That's how I know. So
we all got tested.
Yeah, we all got tested. We're just saying who we think. not who definitely.
And
has.
Stat wise, these two. You know what I mean? Stat wise.
It's not quantity.
My final choice is Chaz.
You ain't no way I'm your final choice. I'll show you my dick right now. And you can see ain't no scarring, ain't no bumps. You can see that. You can look inside.
Wait,
there's a
Paul,
camera.
What?
You can go inside.
Wait, what?
See, you he's so your willing penis? To show his penis. That's definitely
you want
to
prove
it? Chaz.
And we're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
A gunshot. Rocket launcher.
So speaking of dad's issues on this topic, actually, no. Am I first on the ads?
Oh, I think I am.
Oh, man. That brings up a good one, though. We should. Come on, Chaz.
My bad.
I didn't know who was first, and I just saw the time, so it wasn't intentional.
Dirty dick, Chaz.
It wasn't intentional.
We always tell our business, Miranda. Oh,
yeah. Definitely. Everybody knows I was a whore. I have no shame in that. Well, I mean, a little bit of shame. But.
And if you need protection in your 17. Life, yeah. You need earning, you know?
You short on a hotel room?
Call earning. Earning. Can't get the Costco condoms? You need earning. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you can earn be in your hand can be in your hands today with earning. Earn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck. They access up to $100 a day as you can work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access, please, tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. We've all been there. We've all been in those times when the money's tight.
Tight spots.
And you're looking around like, do I need to call a friend? Do I need to say something? Do I need to go on... The avenue, get my strong on, so Craig would do, you know what I'm saying, and his heels and whatnot. But those times, man, plenty of times we've been strapped for cash, and that's when earning comes through, man. So make earning part of your financial routine and join earnings over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability. Security gives me a lot of peace of mind. So download earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download Earning app, type in Daddy Issues under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. Daddy Issues under podcast. Issues under subject podcast. To your available earnings, location daily max, and pay period max. See earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company.
It's not a bank.
Think products are issued by the Evolve Bank and Trust members, FDIC.
FDIC. You gotta be a damn fool not to get that deal.
Earning, teaching the youth right here.
Well, on topic, actually, this is hilarious because they're doing just a little two pages of homework a day, right? Right now, they had to write, "What is your dream job?" This boy wrote, "A black job."
A black job?
That's hilarious.
What's a black job?
I don't know. We gotta ask Trump. I don't know. Is that what you heard that?
Yeah.
It's not a thing. It's the.
They've had their headphones on.
But aren't there kind of black jobs out there?
No. What's a black job?
Just stereotypical job. DMV, black job.
No. Wait, what?
Nobody in my family works at DMV, and I'm from a black family.
You ain't been in there and seen the black people working at a DMV?
I've seen black people working everywhere.
Only black job, technically, I guess, would be like athletics. Everybody does them. So
Atlanta Airport. Detroit Airport.
Lawyer.
Black job.
Jazz kind of.
Those are black areas, not black jobs.
Black jobs.
Because lawyer, if you go to any other airport, there ain't all black people in there. It's a job in a black area.
Councilman.
It's a black job.
Mayor. President. These are all black jobs.
There are
jobs.
Certain jobs for
those
certain
are white jobs,
race
Craig.
And nationalities. Slow down.
Wait, no, there isn't.
Just because one had one, relax. President is not in your...
Parking lots in Atlanta, that's Ethiopian job.
That's out here as well.
Yeah.
It's out here. Parking lots
I
out
work
here?
At a parking company. Yep. All Ethiopians.
Ethiopians?
Very true. So.
No, I've seen... Hispanics work there.
Yeah, you've seen a couple.
I've seen Asians. No, that's okay.
Well, they have Asian jobs. You're not going to see them in black jobs. You know? You're not going to see them in those places.
Have you seen the sketches on them? It's hilarious. Like, the Mexican dude, this comedian, and him and his boy are always doing, like, work, and then they see a black person doing, I think I've seen one, he's a Amazon worker, one, he's a postal worker, whatever. They're like, hey, look. He's going to those back jobs. Let's go get. Hey, give me your job. Give me a job. And they chase him down.
Postal worker, black job.
But certain
my
jobs you do
worker.
Expect.
Wasn't your dad a postal worker?
Yeah,
black
also,
job, baby.
He also worked with a hell of Mexican and white and Asian and everything.
No, was he probably the majority?
No, they weren't actually at all.
Sure, they were. You don't know. You didn't go to work.
Soul food restaurants.
Actually, I did.
Soul food restaurant? Nah, definitely black.
That's a Mexican job, bro.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I seen Jamaican. I seen hibachi. I seen.
The point is, there's no such thing as a job. You just work wherever.
Of course, it's a black job, bro.
No such thing.
Of course, there is.
Black job.
We might be better at every job.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that.
Dealing crack? Service. What is that?
Black job.
Wait, on what level?
Black job.
Dealing crack.
On what level?
Any level.
I don't know. At a certain point, hand to hand, and I can say, all right, black job.
Numbers wise and statistically, dealing crack.
What's funny is if you cut these clips up and put it on a conservative site, they'd be like, them niggas get it. Like, they'd be happy.
What if a bunch of Republicans came and was like, hey guys, we're going to give you guys a $100 million Spotify deal to spew your rhetoric?
I can't do it.
I got to see how many years is in that contract. 100 million each. Not splitting between the four of us. You get 100
million. 100 million to do what people are doing already.
They're doing already. Yeah, but that's their souls. That's they.
Your kids are going to have to
hear my kids,
this.
My mom and dad. Like,
they can hear about it in their goddamn Ferraris now.
I'm like, I can't. Because at this point, you're paying me to be a clown.
What's her name? Candace Owens' kids are going to be very proud of their
mom. Candace Owens?
Candace Owens' kids are going to be very proud of their mom.
She got it. She all in.
Sellouts make money, bro.
They make babies.
Selling out is cash.
Generational wealth isn't what it used to be. There's a bunch of NBA players that thought they had generational wealth that are broke.
But they're just bad with money.
But they
have gambling problems.
You got to know your dad.
I'm sure you're going to have to pay
your
security.
Your dad is Bruce Bowen.
Hey, look. They're talking 4 years for 100 mil. I'm selling out for
each?
4 whole years. Each.
That's a long time.
What are we selling out? Like, what are
four
we have
years?
To
say what we're saying now, but like mean it.
When you get on air,
oh,
it's like,
stand on it.
Yeah,
it's like we want to thank Trump for making sure the internet is still safe. We want to make sure the internet is still safe. Place we have free speech.
Black jobs like selling crack. All these black kids out here selling
crack.
Actually,
recently
today,
I went downtown and I had a very angry black lady who was telling
like you have to talk like that.
You got to stand on it.
Stand on it for 4 years. Now, and everywhere you go, people think that.
What's
up, boy
name, the sports guy that no one likes?
Oh,
looks like
Whitlock.
Stephen A.
Oh, Whitlock.
No,
it looks like Chad.
Whitlock. Jason Whitlock looks like me at all.
You guys do favor.
I don't think he favors whatsoever.
Chad has your glasses on.
Just like you, Chad.
With the glasses, I'm gonna get you and Jason Whitlock. Are y'all favor?
Imagine Chad with a fade, no mustache, and beard.
Say something racist.
You know what's hurting some of these? If we just open up the school realm so they can take C and D college talent, we'd be a lot better of a school.
Jason,
if we get way more black athletes if we just accept D averages. Okay,
Whitlock.
That's the key here. Mm-hmm.
If we were to do a sketch, you'd be perfect.
This is the thing. Even him saying this, I know he's joking. Like my face is like, what the fuck are you talking? Right. That's why I know I couldn't. That's why I know I couldn't do it. I think I would, because I'm sure there'd be a clause in our contract, right, that says we have to stand on it. And I know I'd be like, this is, what are you talking about?
$100 million is what we're talking about.
I know, but I.
You know what I would do, though?
I got them kids.
Sure, they'll be fine. You know what I would do? I would just make sure that you have to really, really be giving back to black communities tough.
Why
can't you?
You just got to, this is what we just say. They didn't say to our actions.
They didn't say you can't give back to black communities and build it up.
We just got to stand on what we say and what we put out there in the world.
Yeah, but even Bryant Gumbel?
Mm-hmm.
He was giving back to the black community, and they still were on his neck about being.
So, my dude, get that bread. You know what I'm saying? Go get that.
Then my comedy show's gonna have a bunch of woo,
but they're gonna sell out like crazy.
Yeah, but then
they're gonna boo him because he's not talking about what they want him to talk about.
And then the day your contract is up, the last episode,
just
you
flip
go,
the script.
100%. Listen, guys,
they pay me for the shit.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, the whole episode is apologizing.
This is what I did with my money.
Yeah.
I really secretly funded. Every black person I met in real life, I told them, just bear with me.
Hey, listen, I really like that. This is what I'm doing. I'm taking the white people's money, putting it back in black communities. I'm the Robin Hood of this bitch.
So if they came to your child and said they want her to be the new Candace Owens.
No, my daughter can't do it.
What do you mean? I
can sell out, but I can't have my daughter sell
out. She's like, here, take 50, Dad.
No, I can't have my daughter.
Yeah, I'm doing it so my kid don't have to.
That's what I'm doing it for, yeah.
But she's doing it so you could retire. She can take care of her dad.
So she can run, so they can run.
I would never ask my daughter to sell out for money.
$100 million, she's running.
I, however, will.
Yeah. But if you set the example... Mm-hmm. And sell out. What makes you think she won't?
Because she don't need to sell out anymore. We did it already.
But she's like, we can make more, Dad.
We don't need
to make
more.
I want to be like you. I just want to be like you, Dad.
And she's like, Dad, we're taking your jobs.
Bro, come on, baby.
You know what would you do?
Selling out's a black job. It's a black job. Oh, black job.
You agreed. Already started.
No,
you
not.
Signed a contract.
Wait, selling out?
No,
it's not.
Who else can sell out?
The other, you know, like we the conversations we have, other races have
white
too. So
have
Mexicans have Mexican sellouts. What, Asians have Asian sellouts. Like it's the same.
But we lead it though. You know what I mean?
We're just loud. We're just loud.
We're the leaders
shit.
Though, bro.
We're just loud. We're very loud. That's all it is. We're just loud.
I don't know any other culture sellouts. I can't be like this person is. Gary Owens, is he, I don't, does he count?
No, they talk about it on their end. If you ever see like, matter of fact, if you go on IG or any of these social media and you see a white lady with a black man and watch the comments, the how white men talk to her.
That just seemed too
right. Why would you mate with an animal? Blah, blah, blah. You're ruining. Like,
oh, wow.
They will go in.
Oh, that's on different. I seen two white people having a conversation. What? Like, what's
just
a white
racism.
Job? And they were like, everyone. And I was like, damn. They're pretty good with this one.
That was pretty witty. That's pretty witty. Yeah. But Amber Rose is a sellout.
Why?
Why?
I don't follow her, so I don't know what she does.
She's going hard for Trump now. After she spoke bad of him years ago.
Oh. I don't
now
pay
she's
attention
going
to her
hard
at all.
For him.
Well, a bunch of people that spoke bad about Trump years ago are speaking different now that Biden's in office.
You get the bag when you sell out, bro. They're going to go put Amber Rose everywhere.
Yeah, she spoke at the convention.
But you got to think, she came in the game with no morals.
Yeah,
so,
hug walk.
Yeah, so
slut
like.
Walk.
Oh, slut walk. I'm sorry.
She came
correct
in.
Yourself.
I'm sorry.
This
I apologize.
Is a step up. This is a step
so
up.
So for her, if you already start there, yeah, you might as well go in. Like, she what she got to lose? Like,
yeah,
no
she
one
came
respect.
In with zero
yeah,
morals.
Like,
yeah.
She not here for respect.
You holding the baby, talk about slut walk.
Yeah, like she came in the game based
put,
on what she
put,
can do in the bedroom.
They
right.
put Herschel Walker all over the place. They ain't seen Herschel Walker in 30 years.
I know,
he can
right, bro. He was running,
all,
right?
All
what was he
place.
Running for?
Like
governor or something
in
one of them
like
towns?
I don't know.
Man.
Was he special needs? Like CTE from the hits? Or?
I think it's the
probably.
Hits.
He was dumb.
He had a little Gronk in him.
Yo, I didn't think those Gronk jokes were like ridiculous until I kind of watched
some
him.
To it, yeah.
When you watched him during the roast, you were like, "Yo, is
he's a big frat boy."
There?
he's always been like that. He's just a big frat boy.
Yeah, right? Like you watch him, you're hammer. Just like, "Yo, is he?"
Me, no, not good deal.
That was a good one.
He's a frat
me,
boy.
No, not good deal.
I was watching his reactions, and I was just watching him just exist, and I was like, yo, I don't know if he all there.
He looks like everything they were saying.
Yeah,
he looks like it.
He is very much like that. He's always just like, what? Yeah,
Herschel got that look, too. I'm on change stuff. That's what he said. One is, I'm going to change stuff.
What?
That's you're going to change stuff. I'm going to change
that
stuff.
That dude said, what did he say? It was an abortion. Let me see the receipt. What a receipt.
Right, bro.
Huh?
You can't be that simple when you're answering politically.
What a receipt.
Am I still talking right now?
What a receipt. I don't understand. Like, it's so. I hate how much I overestimated the intelligence of the average person. Like, I didn't know everybody was so stupid until we got the internet. How
oh,
we
bro,
have it now.
You just see
bro,
it, bro.
I didn't
bro,
know
bro.
This. I didn't know that. I was like, common sense is pretty.
Some people
no.
are just stupid. Bro.
Everybody's so stupid. Like, so dumb.
There's some dummies out there.
I don't just... really put
and
my...
there's majority. There's, I would say there's more dummies than intelligent people. That's what's crazy.
I wouldn't say there's more, but they get highlighted more. You highlight the dumb shit way more. Because most people who have common sense are just chilling.
But I don't think most people have common sense.
Most people do. They're just
most
chill.
People that have common sense know when to keep
you,
their mouth
you,
shut.
You
too.
See way more people more cool and calm at a grocery store than a person who stand out who's doing something stupid. Then everybody looks at that person. We go like, there's way more normal people in society than are they. The idiots just stand out so much. They just stand out.
Like when you ask like just basic questions or like the amount of stuff people just don't know. Or
well,
just
that's
like,
different. We're talking about a different like, thing.
And
that's
what,
not common sense though.
This is what I'm saying as far as I think everybody's stupid. As far as even when it comes to when you look at arguments, political, whatever, if mm-hmm. you just listen to the average person, people dumb.
When people go,
if you
like,
look at comment sections on anything, people sure. just dumb, like well, just legit dumb.
People don't look for the smartest person in the room to answer a question on the mic. They usually,
oh, that's facts.
When they're on TV or on the internet grabbing people, it's usually the dumbest, drunkest person that goes up to you and like, can I ask you a question?
Right.
It's usually the woo person that comes over.
And also, anytime you think your opinion is better than someone else's. When you think your opinion is fact, that's when you start
to stand.
Sound.
They
yeah,
be
when you stand
so hard.
On your opinion, it's in your opinion on stuff. When you stand and willing to die for your opinion, that's when the dumbness comes out.
It'd be like
you start defending it.
as if it's fact.
If they're like, well, you know, black people naturally have smaller brains, and you're like, actually, that was scientifically proven to be false. So like, no, it's not. Then he's like, all right, well, now you're just choosing. We literally can bring up science. Right. Literally can bring up actual facts. When people deny facts, then I go, oh, now you're choosing to be stupid. You're choosing ignorance.
That's but I that, and I think that's what it is. I think, like they say, ignorance is bliss. I think people want to be that.
What is bliss?
You know what I mean? They want to be. And you got to think of, I think we have a, you know, people only speak on their peer groups and what they're around and what they see. But like, if you go somewhere else around another whole group that's different, you just be like, damn, people are dumb. Like, people are really dumb. Like, and I'm not even talking about state by state or just outside of your peer group. Just go to another group. We hang out with other parents sometimes. And I just be listening to conversations like, people are stupid. Like, they're just so stupid. Like, and you're just like, oh, I didn't know this. I didn't know. And it doesn't have to be a political argument. It could just be basic shit. And I'd be like, oh, I didn't know. A lot of people are barely
now. Adulting. Does people thinking different, does it make them dumb? Or
you know, no, because I don't think a difference of an opinion makes you dumb.
Right.
Some people just defend their wrong to try to be right. They'll know they're wrong, but they're like, ah, I already
which
got
makes
into
you stupid.
This.
Not,
once you start choosing ignorance, then you're an idiot. Once you start literally going like, oh, okay, I could look this up, but I'm gonna stand on this. Oh, these are all the facts? Nope. Then I go, now you're being, you gotta be malleable. You're like, I can think one thing.
Wait, say that word again?
Malleable.
Ooh,
wait, what?
That was a big one. Read.
I can know what he said. What did he say?
What is that one?
Malleable.
Yeah.
It just, you know who's the writer of the group?
Oh boy.
I assume it means you have to be what, diverse. What'd you say? What's the context you
malleable.
Said it in?
It's more like saying being able to be moldable, flexible, in that sense of like, if you can, I can have an opinion. And you can be like, no, this is why. But if I'm not going to take it in, but like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. Oh, I can see that. You know, you can be able to go one way or the other. Oh, okay, I can see that. But like, most people aren't. Most people, no, I'm going to say most people. A lot of people can't get over the fact that what they thought was right for so long.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just is false now. Exactly. And, or even when people have like a hard time not calling someone some old slur that's no longer, right. You know what I mean? You're just like, hey, man, you got to be able to get past this stuff.
But some people in your group just troll, like Chaz. He'll just troll.
Well, that
like,
is also
you're
true.
Ignorant. You're like, no, nah, actually, he knows what the hell he's doing. He just wants to.
But that's for
sometimes people just want a reaction.
Yeah.
But it does come down to like, if you can't understand someone else's opinion, like when they're talking to you, you don't have to agree with it, but understand.
I say it all the time, like, I don't have to agree with you saying to understand where you're coming from.
Right.
Or to, okay, I can see why you would think that.
Right.
I don't agree, but I can see why you would think that, why you said that, or why you like. Most people ain't doing that.
That's where common sense kicks
in. They be like,
in.
You have to agree. You have to see it the way I see it, or I'm upset. And it's
exactly.
Like, no, that's not how it works.
I think that's a value you learn with having kids. Because you have to hear some of the dumb shit they say and have to explain to them, even though they're set and trying to believe this, and explain to them that I understand that, but look at it this way as well.
I wouldn't even say kids. I'd say that comes with having a wife.
No.
I'll say that.
Well, you're being raised in two different households.
Yeah,
some things
dealing with a spouse, I was definitely. You'd be like, wait a minute. What?
There's a better way to handle this. That's me in the house all the time. Yeah, I'm sure there's a better way to handle this.
What? I've been doing that lately. I'll just be like, what? Just so she says it again.
You know, I don't know if this even.
Do y'all have to get on one accord?
We eventually
do. Or can you be like? Do you? I'll do me.
We eventually do most of the time, just on some, like, I've gotten better at communicating with her, understanding who she is. So then I'm just going to be like, all right, you just on one of your...
Being malleable. See that right there?
Yeah. So I'll just be like, okay. So I'll just be like, I hear you. All right. And then she'll come back. Well, actually, blah, blah. Or sometimes, and this is where I give her credit, over the years, she used to stand 10 toes down no matter what. Now she will, the last conversation we had, I was like, okay. Then I let it go. She, the next morning, we went to bed fine and everything. Next morning, she was like, hey, don't listen to me. Like, basically, I'm full of, do not listen to me. And she's like, you know, I got it. It's fine. She was like, just ignore him. I was like, there's a thing you don't understand. You don't even know. I normally ignore most of what she says. She was like, okay, good. Because I just be talking. I was like, I know you well enough now to know you just be talking. So I just be like, all right, go ahead. Sometimes you just want to get your shit off. All right. It ain't gonna make no sense. Yeah. It ain't gonna, you're not gonna explain it right. What would you actually, the thing that makes sense, you're not gonna explain it right until later. So have at it. And then she'll come back.
When she comes back, or do you throw in her face, or do you just be like,
nah, I'll be laughing. I'll be like, I know.
Okay.
Because it's like, we got to that point, like, I know you better than you.
Right.
So even when she tells me something, sometimes I'm like, that's not how it's gonna go. But all right. And she, in her head, she really believes, no, I'm gonna do this. I'm like, okay. And then it happens. I'm like, I know.
We've been here before.
I know. Yeah. We've been together too long now.
Before.
Yeah, I already know what you're going to do, what you're going to say, what your reaction is going to be.
Got it.
But go ahead. If you, you know.
Sometimes people just got to see it on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's much, to her credit, it's, we both made a lot of changes. I let her go. She comes back and be like, ah, me. You know what I mean? It's not even, she's accepted the fact that more times than not, it's her. So yeah. I give her credit for that. Yeah. Especially
taking ownership means a lot.
As a person and especially as a woman.
Yeah, taking ownership
means
a lot.
So I give her credit for being like, it be me.
A lot of times it's like, and this, I don't know if it comes from comedy or writing and stand-up and stuff, but like, when something happens or there's something going on, I'm a hold on, let's look at everything person, you know? And it might just be me, but I'm like, but it's the same way I look at jokes. I go, let's look at every single side of this and what everything. I'm like, you got to look at the whole picture.
Right.
Like, I can't just look at one side and just go off and react to it. I'm a person, I'm just going like, all right, hold on, everybody slow down. Let's look, I always think of the Rubik's Cube. Every time there's something, I go like, let's look at every single thing and move it around. And then I'm like, then we can make a decision. This the, when we just start moving, that's when I have,
because you're moving on emotion, and that's,
yeah, that's when I, that's, have an issue.
Not gonna,
and I
go
like, we got to slow down, because then I'm going to get frustrated because we're not slowing down.
Right, and it's not making sense.
So give me a second. I don't care if you think you know it all already. Right. Just hold on. Let my dumb ass catch up to you. Oh my God.
That was my favorite part about the Carmichael show, was that they always came at every episode from six different vantage points.
Right.
And I was like, that's what made the show so good to me.
Right.
One guy thought this, one lady thought this, and it's all to get to the, but they all had different, and I was like,
come together.
But even if they don't, you still get all the different views of why, you don't have to agree.
Right.
Just, you know, the different views of, you know, why things make sense.
And that's okay.
It's all okay. That understanding bullshit's why I'm not married.
I feel you.
You got to understand.
I feel you.
And then
you
have to understand when you understand.
Yeah.
It's too much to ever do again. I would never do it again.
Let me go in the room by myself.
You don't think you would do it again?
No. I care about her, but I don't have the thing that I care every day how somebody else feels. I don't care every day how somebody else feels. I'm like, I'm trying to do this thing. And now I have to stop what I'm trying to do because I have to care about something that seems minor to me. You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
I understand like a motherfucker.
I couldn't do it again either.
I understand.
Like, I agree with Chad. I'm doing it because I love her.
I'm like this?
What? Yeah. Like somebody, like I couldn't date, let's say me and her didn't work out. I couldn't go back and date somebody. I'm not dealing with your shit. Like, first of all, it took me too long to get on the same page with this one.
Yeah.
And to do that again, hell no.
My issue is I raised my kids partially by myself, so I spent a lot of time, like, learning to love other people, but now they're at the house, and out the house, and I'm like, you know, it's time to love me. Fuck what you think.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know if I could do that.
I would do it when I'm old. When I'm like 70, I can't get up the steps
on your deathbed.
Yeah,
you gonna get a helping wife.
Yeah, then I'd find someone, some poor girl trying to get out her third world country. You know what I mean?
Papers.
I got those.
Thank you so much. You saved us.
Yeah, no problem.
I couldn't do it again.
It seems like you, because I ain't never been married, but it seems like you got to give a lot of yourself. Both parties got to give a lot of themselves just to keep the peace.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're only doing it because you love that person. So, like, if it's somebody new, I don't love you like that. So
I'm not trying to.
So why would I deal with this? Why would I go through this again? And I'm by myself and I'm chilling.
And I'm already happy, dog.
Yeah,
what?
I'm good. And you gonna try to come interrupt my shit? Fuck no.
I'm not some lonely dude. I'm like, listen, this is what I need. I need a vagina deposit. that's where we're at. Everything else, I go like.
Yeah, I think that, and I think that's another thing too. I'm not, let's say I was back in the streets, I'm not gonna be a person, I don't mind being by myself. So you can't get me on the lonely tip. And as far as just getting some, not a problem.
Love being by myself.
No, that's now. Wait till you get in your 60s.
Well, that's when you start.
Yeah, you need to do the old cat daddy. Yeah.
That's when you bring someone in from a third world country.
Yeah, you need a companion, get older.
Only thing I need when I'm older is a companion. and keep my dick up. That's why you need Blue Chew.
Oh, all there right. we go.
Ooh. Blue Chew. Like this. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. And if you, oh my God, if you want to be as hard as the summer day is long, then get yourself a Blue Chew and bring back that summer heat. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in chewable form. Ooh. The other pills you have to swallow, I don't know. But this one you can chew up. And the process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult one of their licensed medical providers. And
my
once...
heart's bad. What do you think?
Once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription in days in a discreet box. Nobody knows what it is. Yeah. You just get your box.
Is that for me?
You choose, and you're in there. You're good. Best part is done online.
Can I gum it? Can you gum it?
There's no doctor's visits, no awkward conversations, no waiting at the pharmacy. You just get it, take it anytime, day or night, do your thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good time.
Okay.
Does it work? Do you need it? We'll try it and see. Try it and see. I think everybody should try it for your future. You know what I'm saying? Because one day you might need it. So
we
see if it worked now.
We're going to do it here one day. Just try it.
Just the whole time? Underneath?
Oh, flip like this it. Table over. What are you talking about?
I tried it. It worked for me. It was a good time. It was a good time. I got banned, but it was a good time.
I don't want to try it with just you niggas.
No, nobody believed him.
Oh.
What?
He was sitting here thinking like,
double down. Do
it?
No.
What you mean, DC?
No.
Chaz isn't going to flip the table with his penis.
Sure I can.
Come on, it was a joke.
I'm not the band-aids anymore, but, you know.
You're right. And we got a deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free.
Free.
And use the promo code
Issues.
Just check out and pay $5 shipping. That's it. BlueChew.com. Promo code Issues. And receive your first month free.
Free. I'll try it today.
Yeah, bro. I'm good. I feel you, Chaz. I wouldn't do it again. But that's why me and Cody say we ain't never leaving. Because we were like, I ain't doing this shit again with somebody else, relearning somebody else. Especially when you got things going for you and you don't have to deal with somebody's shit.
Right. Yeah.
That's another reason why you wouldn't, like, why?
People are like, I'm here because I want to be dying. Yeah. I also leave if I want to.
You know what? I would marry a divorcee that was hard on themselves. It's like, I'm not going to do anything that I did wrong in the past relationship.
Well, they say people who are in their second marriages are better because they learned from all... the first ones.
But it'll be my first marriage, but like their third one, so they're just not doing shit.
No, and they probably just be like, look.
I mean, I'm not totally against getting married. I would want to do it, but
she'd have to have a lot of shit already done.
Right now.
You
know?
Like what? What do you mean?
A billion dollars.
You got to have kids. Oh. No. Kids out the way.
Okay. Okay. I feel that.
Yeah, you definitely got to have kids for me, I think.
Because you're not doing that again.
Yeah, I don't know if I can have more kids. Mm-hmm. When your kids get a certain age, you'd be like, oh, hell no. 25
I tapped out at this age.
Yeah.
So at 25, I definitely ain't going back.
Hey, I'm one and done, dog. So I get it.
But I do think it's important that you have a companion, somebody on your side.
Yeah, we're not meant to be alone.
Yeah.
But I'm with Chez. If it didn't work, I'd be single for a long time until I was older. Because I'm like, I'm not. Because I know somebody's going to come in and be like...
Single, like, as far as I'm going to be a nomad by myself or just still dating and stuff.
You know, I'm going to get mine off.
Still in the street.
I'm gonna get mine off, you feel me? I'm gonna be old me again.
Yeah.
Basically. With actually more access.
Old you, but old you with money.
With money and access. Like, all those girls that I was like, ooh, I could actually get...
You'll go back to them. They're gonna look.
No,
weird,
no, no.
I'm talking about.
I'm talking about like now we have access and platforms to meet people that we see.
Would you go back to the baddest chicks that you had in high school? The ones that were in high school that you couldn't get? No.
Well, I got those ones. So I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The chicks like girls we crushed on growing up, or people we see on the internet, we can go get now if we wanted to. We have a shot, is what I'm saying.
Lightweight.
I got a friend that did that. He went back and smashed all the high school chicks that didn't like him, and he'd be showing me pictures. Remember her? I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Is this friend his friend?
I look at them now and be like, oh.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think me single and to date, like, at this point, yeah, I'd be doing a lot of stuff because I'd be like, oh, I can actually, this is attainable.
Yeah.
This is attainable now. I'm definitely dead. Anchor or you saw or whatever that
where's athlete. That hot two girl
where's that whoever you want you can slide into anybody's DMs now and there's a strong chance not strong but it's they already know who you are
you get a response at least
you get a response
and you and your Blue Chew package
you know what I mean so it's like I've and you know and this is just true You know how many people right now, it could be anybody, and it's not just us specific, anybody. You know how many people, if it broke up, how many people immediately would slide in her DMs and mine? Like, I was just waiting for y'all to split.
Right. You, people you know, you think?
Fuck yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody that's typed, you're such a cute couple.
Yeah. Like, I'm saying people. Worst ones. Them same the worst people ones. Be yeah. her in my DMs like, oh, shit. Worst you ones. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, that's humans.
Yeah.
I don't believe everybody who's happy for us. I don't believe all of them.
Smart.
That's smart,
yeah. No, I'm going the other route. I was like, oh, I did the marry for love thing. Now I'm just marrying for booty and
here you need cheeks how much? And cash. The Chaz Rogers album. Cheeks and cash.
That's it. Did the love thing already. That didn't work out. What are we doing? I just need someone to help me up the steps. And find me a strong Samoan young woman.
What are you saying? What did you say?
I said, I just need someone to help me up the steps, find me a strong Samoan girl.
Did we talk about our thoughts on Bronny and LeBron?
Oh.
No. Have we talked about it?
No. Oh. Would you want to work with your son?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Even if they were bombing?
Absolutely. If I was in the NBA, I'd make them have my daughters, the first girls in the NBA playing. If I was LeBron, I'd have put my daughter. I'm putting the little one in there, Savannah, going in the NBA. What's his daughter's name?
Savannah's the wife.
She's going to be next.
This is what's wild about the LeBron and Bronny thing, right? LeBron is not the first person to help his child do anything.
Right.
So people also, the way athletics work, you can't just bring anybody. He has to have some sort of talent to be in there. You can't just. Like, people be like, oh, if I was LeBron, I'd have your son might be absolute trash. LeBronny's not absolute trash. Bronny is not going to be a superstar. He's not.
He turned out way better than I thought he would.
And he's not done yet. He turned out way better than I thought he would.
Yeah.
Well, coming from a family that nepotism has been thrown on, you were expected to go into any room that we're in and murder everybody, or else you won't be in another room.
Right.
It's not like you could go and score two jokes and think you made it. You have to be in there nonstop to they're like, whoa, there's not a joke here. We just need a story right here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's have a funny story.
I was going to ask you because I remember talking to Damon, and people think if you are a Nepo kid that you...
We don't like that term.
Yeah, that you just get handed stuff. People, because I was talking to this dude, and he was like, well... Because I put a poll up and I said, do you guys have a problem with nepotism? And most people said no. And some people say yes. So people that say yes, I say, why? And he said, because I don't think it's fair for people that work hard. I said, well, that's your stop right there. Why do you assume people who have a father or mother that help don't work? So then I remember Damon telling me how many times he had to audition for Dance Flick.
Mm-hmm.
He said, they made me audition 7 times. That's my cousin and my uncles, and they still made me audition 7 times. So people think, oh, that's Damon Jr. Of course he got it. Like, no, you assume, you looking at Cayenne, Melo's kid, and Gilbert Arenas' kid, just because they dad in the NBA don't mean them kids ain't putting up the same 700, 1,000 shots. So dude tried to tell me, I said, do you think there's a difference between shooting 500 shots on a rim that's a little shattered and shooting 500 shots in a gated community? You're still putting up 500 shots. Assuming that people who have access do not work is bullshit.
Also, with nepotism, as they say, a cop family, right? When they come home, the cop speaking in cop terminology. Oh, there was a 211 today. We had to deal with this 187. So the kid is just growing up hearing all this stuff. So when they get to that point, if they want to become a cop, they already know all this. It's the same as in comedy or in
sports. They have the genetics for it. They
doctors, lawyers.
And I'm not saying that they don't have an upper hand. Of course they do. And that's what as a parent, you're supposed to do. That's all we're trying to do is have our kids have an upper hand. So,
yeah, I don't get that stuff. There's like, I don't ever get the thing about nepotism or even the friendship thing. It's like, I'm trying to put myself in a position to help people who aren't in that position. It's like, that's because it's hard.
Like, wouldn't you? Like, why?
You give the person a shot, and what's going to happen is what's going to happen. When Bronny out there getting dogged, it might happen.
It might.
It's going to be
he's going to have a journeyman.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't know.
Let his journey be his journey. But
to say just LeBron got him in, it's like, no, right. He has to be able to. He still can dunk on it. He can play.
He can play.
He can play.
But LeBron definitely got him in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hold on. Zaire didn't get in off D-Wade.
Not enough power.
Not enough game either.
Yeah. D Wade's one of the best two guards ever.
But LeBron is LeBron. But LeBron's currently playing though. Yeah. I think that's what helped. If LeBron wasn't currently playing,
I think D Wade was in his last year when his son was trying.
Well, think about this: LeBron left the Lakers, they would absolutely have nothing because right now it's not
AD.
But AD's not going to sell you tickets on LeBron.
LeBron still generates. He's a cash cow.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. They got
Wade was never like a cash cow.
Bronny a cash cow already. Them summer league games.
He will be until when LeBron leaves.
His NIL deal, he's already making
millions. I'm watching the summer league games. He was 0 for 4 at the time.
Yeah.
Crowd was cool. He hit that fadeaway. Crowd went insane. They are there.
They know LeBron. They know LeBron's lurking somewhere.
They're there.
But when LeBron,
Team USA right now.
But when LeBron is done, that's going to be, he's not going to be a cash cow.
I don't know. Because kids watch these people grow up and stuff. That's why they love LaMelo. And that's why you got to understand us. We don't get these kids,
but they're
coming up.
But LaMelo and them deliver. Bronny hasn't yet delivered.
He just started.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But I'm saying.
But remember all the hate LaMelo was getting.
Wait. But Bronny was never the best kid in high school on his team. He was never the best kid in college.
No, that team was stacked. Yeah. That's the
thing. But it's not like Bronny should have got drafted at where he got drafted at. That's
what, almost last?
Either way, Bronny wasn't a draft pick. You look at Bronny, you go compared to other players.
Before the heart attack, he was.
Yeah, there's three players on his team that were better than him.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not talking about high school. I'm talking about college team.
Well, this is what I said to that, right? So people say that all the time. He's taking a spot away from somebody else who deserved it. I said, you realized that if you didn't get drafted, that means every team passed on you twice. That ain't got shit to do with Bronny.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with Bronny. If you didn't get drafted, every team in the NBA said no. Twice. What that got to do with Bronny?
When he got drafted, what's 55. The last five?
Mm-hmm. 55. So there was five spots left in the draft.
So
all those kids who didn't get drafted, it wasn't just
it was a trash draft anyway.
It was a terrible draft.
It was a trash draft.
And people
anyway.
Are talking about it like the Lakers had the only two picks in the draft. All these teams passed on all these kids. And the NBA has been around for 75 years. There's been 4,000 guys to play in the NBA.
He was their second pick this year?
Yeah. Like dead last. And I so I told everybody, name me pick 55 in any draft. People can name Patty Mills.
I think Draymond was up there.
He wasn't that late.
He wasn't that late?
People named Patty Mills and what's the name? Lefty that played for the Spurs too.
Ginobili?
They're the only two 55s that people actually know. Everybody else, these niggas were either out the league.
Those are great players.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the only two in 75 years of basketball you can name two that you give a shit about. And now everybody cares.
I don't think that's the point. When I look at Bronny getting drafted at 55th pick by the Lakers, I go like,
there was someone better than him that could have took that spot.
Well, most of the people after number, which is okay.
But
you could say that every year, though.
Most of the people after number 15 go G League.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. People make it Bronny specific. Every single year, they draft some guy and everybody's like, what? Who? So-and-so was better. So remember that year, Jameer Nelson was not getting picked. They were picking all these foreign guys. They were picking, and Dick Vitale is going insane. Jameer Nelson was player of the year. He was like, he had just Final Four. And they were not picking him. But they were picking all these guys who end up washing out. Jameer had a great career. Blah, blah. So I'm like, that happens every year. It's only a big deal because it's Bronny. What's happening to Bronny? It's not the first time this has happened. It's definitely the reason why only people care. And if you his father, you goddamn right.
Yeah,
absolutely. Facts, and I told people, you think Keelan the other day, he was doing background or set up. Hell yeah.
Of course, did he audition? Yeah.
Absolutely not.
You'd be a fool not to do it. You have to
what are you
help
talking
your child.
About?
Yeah.
Yes. Now it's up to Bronny to sustain it. Now, if Bronny is his third year and ain't nothing happening, he out the league, well then?
I do say this. With Bronny, if he doesn't go G League and he
they
goes...
They said he is already.
Okay. Because I'm like, there's people
he's definitely
like...
going to G League.
Yeah, they
there's people like Imani Bates averaging 27 in G League that's not getting a chance to step up into the pros.
Right.
And he has the numbers
nice
behind
too, and
him.
He
cold.
Up.
So, right. Yeah. So somebody said, Rashawn McCants was like, so you saying Bronny's better than Imani Bates? No. But Gilbert's like, but that's on the Cavs for not playing. That don't have shit to do with people bringing up other people's stuff. That
you can't
don't
bring
have
up
shit
other teams.
To do with Bronny.
Yeah, you got to keep it all.
If the Cavs are too stupid to bring up Imani Bates, right?
Yeah.
And so, I'll be like, and then the first round draft pick for the Lakers last year, because people were like, we trying to win championships. I was like, you're depending on the 55th pick to do that? No, you're not.
Man, well, they need to get that out their head for the next couple of years.
I'm like, the number one draft pick for the Lakers last year, he played 5 minutes a game and averaged 1 point a game.
Who was their number one pick last year?
Nobody fucking knows.
Who was their number one pick there? Kid in the Connect?
This year,
Tennessee. Yeah.
Man, he looked nice, though.
So he did lanky, lanky.
You still got Christie on the bench, who's amazing.
Max Christie, yeah.
But the lad, their guy that they picked first averaged 1 point a game last year. But you expect Bronny to come in and drop 20 at 55? Like, what? You're just upset because you don't like LeBron or you're mad. A lot of people...
Yeah, the criticism is whack.
I think a lot of people have a misplaced jealousy with nepotism. Like, they just be like, oh, if I had that...
Must be nice.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just a natural...
Sure. Natural hate. I don't think they want to do it.
I don't think they want to do it. They just look at it like, man, I wish that I had that.
Bronny's also been playing with pros since
his whole life.
Yeah, like three or four players from his high school team went pro.
Right,
and he was responsible for distributing the ball and keeping them all happy. So coming to the league,
I think he'll be. He ain't gonna be.
Hey, Bronny can be a Derek Fisher dog. I was like, there's ain't no way Bronny can't be a Derek Fisher out there.
We shall see.
So I'm just saying, like, so people act like he's just not good enough to play. I'm like, bro, you know how many guys in the league that they said wasn't good enough to play? Or once, what about all the guys who were supposed to be that guy? And just washed out. Anthony Bennett was a number one pick and washed out in a year.
A bunch of them.
So you just never know. There's been 4,000 people playing the league, bro, in 75 years. So it's very hard. It's almost impossible.
Greg Oden,
you never know how it's going to play out. So just deal with it. Like, and you don't care about a 55th pick. You do not care.
Yeah, only because it's him.
Yeah, and it's just like, guys, and there are people better. Well, if those people are better, the cream always rises to the top. So there's a lot of people who come through the G League. Derek White is on the Olympic team now.
Derek White,
which is weird.
That's because he shaved his head.
But I'm just saying, he's somebody.
That haircut he had.
Nobody knew who he was. Came through the G League.
And I think that's
killing.
Why I should have went to Brown.
You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Yeah, to Brown.
Absolutely.
Yeah, to Jalen Brown.
Absolutely. Because they was like, we needed to, like Jalen Brown didn't lock up.
They said Drew Holiday type play. Nah, Drew Holiday.
Drew was cold. Nice. Drew's underrated.
Yeah. Don't sleep on Drew.
People hyping Drew now, but Drew was the number one player in the country coming out of high school.
Drew was nasty,
he was one and done at UCLA.
He was an all-star.
He only walked away because his wife got sick. But Drew Cole, that's just how dope everybody in the NBA is that Drew is just now getting his flowers.
Possibly one of the best defenders on the wing. I've seen in a long time.
A super long time. Yeah. He's always been like that. Yeah. He just get it.
I just know how to do it.
Yep. I've seen him at Campbell Hall, too.
Yeah. Drew was nasty.
You from LA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out all three of their brothers.
All three of them in the league. NBA. And that's the thing, too. So you're talking about siblings,
and
right?
His sisters ain't no joke, either.
Nope.
His mom was no joke.
Yep.
She is that athletic director at
Campbell
Hall.
But people mad at that. Like, of course he's... Because they showed the under-17 Team USA, and it was like Cayenne, Matt Barnes' kids, whatever. Ooh. And it was like, pretty soon it's just going to be kids.
Did they have Gilbert's son there? Because he's younger.
He's younger than...
Okay, because he is real.
Yeah,
he's
cold. Yeah. And people were like, oh, it's just because your dads are in the NBA. It was like, one, they had the genetics, duh. And two, they've had access to play against pros their whole life, to do the, but to say they're not working is bullshit.
To work out with pro trainers.
They're working. Are they working in the best facilities? Absolutely. But they're still working.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that somebody who has a leg up doesn't work, I feel like takes away from, you know, what they achieve. Now, there's different type of nepotism, too. You got the nepotism that I worked for this. Yeah, I had a leg up, but I still worked. And then you have the George Bushes, where it's just like,
He didn't need to be here at all.
Like, his daddy definitely. Like, I don't like, the only nepotism I have a problem with is the, do you know who my father is? You know, that type of, my kid gets in trouble, I can make it go away.
They
that,
walk chest first with
Yeah,
nepotism.
Your kid has no accountability. When, like, that's the thing, Bronny is a good kid. I could see if he was a snot-nosed brat type nepotism. I get why people don't like that. The people who come in and, let's say, what y'all do? They got a job because their dad's a writer, but this kid sucks and he doesn't know what he's doing and he doesn't listen to anybody and he comes in late and so I get that. But if a person is working hard and busting their ass and they're in there because of their mom or dad, but they're doing everything right and they're good, solid people, that ain't no difference from you getting a job from your homie or you having a reference for something else or whatever. It's no different. We all try to hook up our friends.
Oh.
I saw the article of the kid who got a job at Burger King and then got all his boys on.
Got the homies in.
That's it.
That's what you're supposed to do.
When we do movies, we call everybody we know. Like, hey, got this spot. Want to do it?
Every project I have going on, I just call people I know. What y'all doing? Like, that's, I think it's a misplaced jealousy because, like, DC said, because your dad and mom.
Hey,
don't
bro.
Do it. You know
comes
what I mean?
With the territory, though. His dad was getting hated on. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, LeBron didn't come in with all love. Yeah.
They still hate on him. And he's one of the
his
greatest
own,
to
his
ever
own
do
teams
it.
Were hating. His own players. The Cavaliers were, like, hating on him. Nobody when he got drafted. They were like, he's not going to come in and make any changes. They went back
Ricky
and showed
Davis
those videos.
Out of
here. Yeah.
Who was what's the dude? Darius Miles. Yeah, Darius Miles and was hating. Ain't nobody.
Which
mad.
Was weird because you came out of high school. Darius, why you hating?
Right. That's all hating. So.
It is what it is. But I'll tell people right now, but y'all better get uncomfortable because I'm giving my kids everything I possibly can.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Ain't nobody mad at the lady that works at Walmart that gets her son that job
nope.
at the counter.
You only
unless
got this because you know somebody.
Unless that son was not doing his job. It was trash. Yeah. Then that's when I feel like you can say somebody else deserved that.
Yeah.
If your kid is trash, like just a trash person, then yeah, you took that opportunity from somebody who worked hard and blah, blah. But if your kid is decent.
Yeah.
Oh well. That's life. Networking, knowing who you know is life.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's get out of here. That's real.
Yeah. Life ain't somebody said life ain't fair. It ain't. All right. So DC, where you at?
Stress Factory, New Brunswick this weekend. East Coast. We coming back, man. We'll be with Marlon Wayans. Craig Wayans out that bitch. And if you coming from the daddy issues, say what's up to us. A lot of people have been popping up from daddy issues. Sometimes and then see me and be like, is Craig here? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go get him.
Craig, where you at?
Yeah, that scared me.
Oh, when that girl
I just walked out. Craig! Oh, shit, what'd I do? What you catch me doing?
She saw you from daddy issues? Or knew you from daddy
issues? She had a baby in her arm. Craig! You know what time it is.
I've been here before.
Take care of your responsibilities.
I'd be like, all right.
Craig ain't got no STDs, but he got four kids with this. Get out of here, man. Come on, man. What are you talking about?
Don't stay forever.
So does Herb.
So does Herb.
Well, that Craig Wayne's on everything. Catch me on the road. Holla at me.
You can't catch me anywhere but on the YouTube. Lacquer and Chess. We're not going to film today. We'll film tomorrow sometime. I'll let you guys know. And then episodes up every Friday at midnight. So stay up for it. The amount of text comments that it gets at midnight kills me. I love it. So
that's
I appreciate
interesting.
It. Yeah.
People be up.
That's what I just wanted to see. I was just like, I wonder if anybody's gonna watch this at midnight. Yeah. And people were like, oh, I just dropped. Like, y'all can hilarious. I'll be up at midnight, so I get it.
I forgot you with Freaky Lack talking about I have the STD. You definitely. You and Freaky Lack over
just,
there.
Just
what's
from,
the guy
from
doing
content.
With me? Just from contact.
Contact.
What's the guy doing with me?
Content and contact.
This Sunday, I'm at Hyenas in Dallas. Get your tickets. And there's plenty left. Plenty of tickets left. Always plenty of tickets left when it comes.
Which room you doing?
To me.
That's where we were at, right, Chaz?
No, we did 4.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm in, yeah, I'm in.
Oh, but it was Hyenas.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. I'm in Dallas on the 20th. That's going to be on the 21st. And then I'm in Birmingham. Sorry, not the 20th. Wait, is that 21st? Why can I find my... I don't know my own dates.
Craig is a
oh, there
beautiful
we go.
Soul.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, 21st, spirit. I'm in Dallas. Aww. On the 26th, I'm in Birmingham, Alabama at the Stardome in the small room. Plenty of tickets left. Plenty of tickets left. Please get your tickets for that. And then August 2nd and 3rd, Sacramento. 4 shows. I will be at Last Unlimited.
Hey.
4 shows. Get your tickets. Plenty of tickets left.
Get your
plenty
tickets.
Plenty of tickets left. Please get these tickets, not to last minute. Every city so far, you guys... have surprised me, but just get your tickets early, please.
Oh, the grind is
for
crazy.
The love of God.
Thank please. You, Miranda.
I wish I had a dad that owned a comedy club. other than that, man, we out. Thank y'all for listening, and we'll see y'all next week.
We out.
We out.